Warning, this podcast is subject to vulgar language. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pwn Stars. I'm Will.
I'm Josh.
I'm Ryan.
Today we're going to talk about... Josh, what are we going to talk about today?
I have no fucking clue.
We actually don't have a plan. Our recording sessions have been a little bit thrown into disarray. Ryan has to go to training, so we had to do this about 2 days after we recorded the last episode. So, what we're going to do is... Josh, please hand me the dice box. It's right next to you.
Oh, okay.
We have have a list of topics. Well, then find it. We have a list of topics that we're going to randomly roll and decide what we're going to do. I know that sounds like we are horrible people for not preparing for you guys, and I apologize, but looking at this, I'm pretty sure there's only one category that I really hope we don't get.
Ooh, what's that?
I'm not going to say, because that way, if we never end up doing the episode...
They don't have to worry about it!
Exactly!
Please excuse all the noise that might be made.
Yes, we are doing this live. Why? Because it was more amusing to see these guys kind of shake a little bit. I didn't have a plan for once.
Wouldn't really say shake, just confused.
Yeah. Just confused.
Just confused would be the...
Wait until you have to start talking.
Oh, great.
So Josh is having a really hard time grabbing that dice box.
It's a really tight fit in this small, tiny box.
That's what she said.
I think that was the point, Will.
Yeah, but I would have been a mess if I didn't end up saying
Yeah, that's true. Our viewers would have hated you. Or our listeners.
So, who wants to roll?
I will.
Oh, damn it.
What am I rolling?
Just roll it.
D8.
Okay. I got seven.
Got a seven.
How much damage does that do?
Plus your initiative.
No, it's plus my dex, you dumbass.
A lot. Today we are going to talk about Telltale Games.
Okay.
Oh, that's not terrible.
I've played at least one of their games.
I played a lot.
It's kind of actually fitting, since I was playing Batman last night.
You were, too.
Oh, there you go.
I'm only episode two in, but...
You just want to make out with Catwoman.
I actually told him last night that after I was done, I'm like, I need to go back through and play this again, so I can say, screw you, Harvey, and make out with Catwoman. He's like, that's just wrong. I'm like, no, that's like an option in the game. It's you can back away or make out with Catwoman.
Well, fair enough.
Okay. See, it makes sense now, because I thought you said you wanted to screw Harvey, and I was like, whoa, that's a really
screw
weird
over
game.
Harvey.
Okay,
Harvey.
Okay.
It makes more sense. Like, that's a really weird telltale right there. When do they get X-rated?
Okay, so, which game would you like to discuss first?
My favorite.
Should we just talk about the company first?
Let's talk about the company first.
Ryan, I will let you lead this, because you have actually played the most Telltale games out of all of us.
Really? Is that true?
That is true.
Yes. Well, let's see. What have you played?
Tales from the Borderlands. All of The Walking Dead except The New Frontier, just because that's not all out yet. I played The Game of Thrones. I played one episode of the Batman one. And then there's another one I played. I don't remember what it was, though.
So, yes.
Okay, so I have played the most.
I could not make it through all of Walking Dead Season 1. It was really boring.
Mm-hmm.
Just like The Walking Dead. Now, people can love The Walking Dead as much as they want. I'm not bashing them on it, but I keep falling asleep trying to get through the first four episodes.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I think I beat that in 2 days.
Really? I think it was more like a day.
Well, I got it and then just completely destroyed it. But
I have played Tales from the Borderlands.
Yep.
I have played Wolf Among Us.
See, that's one I wanted to play. I just never got around to it.
I will go on the record right now and say it's a great game.
Is it good?
No.
I actually really enjoy it.
They also published 7 Days to Die. You did not know that.
I did know that, actually. Which is another game that we kind of need to go back to.
Well, right. I mean, you ran away from me. Whenever I tried to play, you were like, no, I want to play good games.
That's true.
Bitch. Okay, so we will... We'll discuss the company a little bit first,
okay,
before we start talking about games. You're leading because I think you have played the most. That's maybe not necessarily true, but I didn't know that some of these games were Telltale at the time. So,
okay, fair enough. The company itself makes fantastic games. They get their licensing for the ability to do this. My favorite one was the Walking Dead series, even though it was boring quite a bit. But, I mean, I don't know too much about the company itself, however. I just know they make some pretty awesome choose-your-adventure games.
That's exactly what we're going to discuss.
Yeah.
So, a choose-your-adventure style is not exactly something that normally happens.
Yeah.
I mean, we all saw choose-your-own-adventure books when we were growing up. How well did those ever do?
Hey, I did great at those myself. I love them.
Because you cheated.
No, actually, I didn't. Ahead. No, I didn't.
I don't know. I just assumed.
Oh, no, no.
No, just if something went bad, I backtracked like 4 pages.
Back when I was a kid, I thought it was like super illegal to do that. So I would panic whenever somebody would tell me what to do, and I'd do the exact opposite. And it turned out to be the right choice, and I always survived them.
Well, there you go.
I was a stupid kid.
Well, apparently... No, you were a gullible kid.
That's true.
No, because that was my own
never
thought.
Changed.
Exactly. Yeah.
He just... Gullible adult now is what we're going for.
You've never ripped a tag off a pillow or a mattress, have you?
Oh, I do that all the time.
What the hell? But you thought going backwards in a choose-your-adventure book was illegal.
Yeah.
So they didn't exactly do good. That's why you didn't ever see a whole hell of a lot of them. They were really cool when you found one.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they didn't do good. So what made anybody think video games was a good market to try to bring this back?
I think they just wanted to try something new, honestly.
And, you know, try something new would be definitely putting it lightly for it. But it was, other than something new, it was something different, too. Because, I mean, they tried doing that with other games where it's your choices matter. But in these games, your choice matters more than you would see in other games where, oh, you have three different dialogue options. Which one do you pick? Because, you know, they label it out for you. We'll use Mass Effect, for example. This one's Paragon, this one's Renegade, and this one's just like the neutral saying. This way, you make the decision, you don't know what the fuck's going to happen. It can happen four episodes later that this comes back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah, you kind of have to take things into consideration on the fly, and you get a small time limit to do it.
Yeah, they basically make your answer for you or go with, like, the neutral option, like stay silent or dot, dot, dot if you don't pick in time.
Stay silent is the general you didn't pick in time.
Yeah.
I have noticed that some games, you get a much longer time frame than you do in others.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in Tales from the Borderlands, you had a lot of the dialogue options were very quick. But I'm noticing in the Batman series, you get a lot of time to decide things. Yeah. And even if you have, like, key choice situations where it's not, like, dialogue, it's do this or do that, sometimes you don't even have a time frame. You can just sit there and think about it.
Yeah. And that was one of the biggest things that, like, drew me towards it when The Walking Dead came out. Because I bought the collector's edition. I wanted the compendium. I was like, okay, this is cool. And just the fact that the dialogue options were what they were for it, it made it pretty fun because I had no idea what the hell was going to happen next.
Yeah, that's probably the biggest advantage. Unless you do a lot of research ahead of time, you don't have a clue.
Yeah.
So your choices are yours. And this is the reason why, because I do have one thing on the list. We've talked about it before, about ending up doing an episode on this, but this one will require a lot more research, which is why I was kind of hoping it didn't happen today.
Yeah, yeah.
The illusion of choice in gaming. In Telltale, your choices always matter.
Oh, yeah.
They make and break the game. I mean, if you don't make the same choices, your game's going to be different.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it might be some smaller stuff, but sometimes it's a big change.
I mean, it can go to, you have this person alive in your game, this person's dead in mine, because we chose different dialogue path options.
Like Tales from the Borderlands, prime example, the very last mission,
yep.
Based off of how you interacted with people, determined who you could take with you. It wasn't predetermined, but you could, if you had enough interaction with certain people and based off of things you did, you could choose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got to take three people with me. I had five options.
I had almost all of them. It was awesome.
Zero was at 0%.
How?
Because I didn't pay him.
You monster.
I paid off the bouncer at the very beginning and stuff, shot him. Oh, so I didn't have any money.
I wasted one of my bullets. It was
worth it. I did not waste the money. I did not waste the bullet. And the bullet came in handy later because of it.
Yeah. Well, see, and he wouldn't have seen that because he wasted the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
So the choices ultimately affect how the game ends. And what they do when you beat, like, an episode of the game is pretty awesome, too. You get to see the statistics around the world of who chose what, which I thought
was pretty cool. So you
could see if
you were on par with the average choices.
Yeah.
Last night for Batman Episode 2, I was not on par with the choices. Apparently, everybody wanted to make out with Catwoman.
Can you blame them? Have you seen that ass?
That ass, though.
Well, it is Selena Kyle, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it just adds a different element to a game that you don't see anymore. Even with, like I said, the games like Mass Effect, where you do get different dialogue options. This one shows how either fucked up you really are in the head, or how similar you are to the other gamers playing the game.
Well, I know, like, Andy from Tuning Japanese had recently played, I don't remember which one. I want to say he was playing The Walking Dead.
Probably.
And one of his options, when he finished the end of the chapter, it was like him and 1.8% of people made the same decision.
Yeah, I mean, it just goes to show how different you can think from other people.
It was who to save on the farm on Walking Dead.
Oh, the first episode?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, see? Well, mine was not even on par. Mine was on par with everybody on that one because of who I saved. Just because...
I knew nothing about The Walking Dead, so, you know, it was all fresh for me.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything that kind of deterred my choices.
I watched the TV show all the way up until that point when that part came out, so I knew exactly what one of the characters was going to happen to him later on, even in the show. So I was like, eh, whatever, there's no point, let's save this guy instead. So I like that they brought characters from the show into the Walking Dead game. They had Herschel, Sean, and Glenn that were from the actual TV show that they brought over into the game.
I know who one of those are.
Yes, Herschel was the farmer from season 2 and season 3, and he died at the end of season 4, I think.
Is that his farm you were on at the beginning of the game?
Yep.
That wasn't the one I was referring to, who I knew.
You knew Glenn.
I knew Glenn.
Yeah, that's why I was saying, that's why I was telling you who Herschel was.
Because, like then, I said, I didn't make it very far into The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like one of the first people.
Yeah, and Herschel's son, Sean, are in there.
He's the second person, basically.
So one of.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying he's the second person. I just watched it not too long ago.
Yeah, I haven't tried to watch it in at least a year.
Yeah, it takes a while to get into, but we're veering off of that when it comes to that. It's a different type of game that I think they did really well with.
That was kind of their breakthrough moment. I mean, they had things before that, but I mean, that was kind of their big thing. And Telltale has been successful enough to the point where, and Josh, quit playing with the die.
Sorry, it's just entertaining.
That's what happens.
Telltale has done well enough that they have started publishing games.
Yeah.
As Josh said, 7 Days to Die.
Which surprised the hell out of me.
They go by the moniker Telltale Publishing.
Yep.
They published the Jackbox Party Packs.
I should have known that because I played the crap out of those games with you guys.
And they have another game coming out called Mr. Robot 151 Exfiltration. I had no freaking clue. Never heard of it.
Sounds dirty.
Never mind. It has been published.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be a PC game.
It's got to be.
I think it's the... it's iOS and Android.
Oh.
Okay, so it's not great.
Oh, okay. But anyways, that they have managed to branch off to publishing.
Yeah.
It says a lot. Because like I said, it's a choose-your-own-adventure thing that they're known for.
Well, not just that, but how... The way the games are like directed, I would say, and how they look is great for them because if you don't own a console or a PC, they've adapted 90% of them over to mobile. So, I mean, and it doesn't look terribly different from one or the other because of the way the art style goes, which is also another thing that not a lot of people can do. You can find, there's a Mass Effect game on, Android or Apple, but it's a fucking Bejeweled type game. You know, this one is the actual Walking Dead game on a tablet or a phone.
And it's not just Choose Your Own Adventures that they've
made. No.
Like Poker Knight 2.
Yeah.
That was Telltale.
Yeah.
Yep, that sure was.
And that's a good one.
That was fun.
I never played it. I own it. Never played
and
it.
And 7 Days to Die.
I actually really liked it.
I'm just not interested enough in, like, the characters, really, or any reason to have to play it for me.
Claptrap was actually the reason I almost did not play Poker Night 2 when I ended up... I think I got it for free, or it was, like, $2 or something when I ended up buying it.
Yeah, see, somebody bought it for me on Steam and gifted it to me, and they're like, oh, you should play it. It's really funny.
That's what it was. I ended up playing it on Steam because I have access to your library.
Yep.
Ben, right?
Yep. Yeah, because he sent me one, too.
Dragon Porn Ben.
Dragon Porn Ben.
That's a funny story, but you don't need to know it.
It's a disturbing story. It's not a funny story. It's just disturbing.
Well, I mean, it's funny for us because we know it. Yeah, and you said to yourself that they don't just do those types of games, but now you hear Telltale.
That's
exactly what types of now. I mean, 7 Days to Die, like Josh said right when we started, oh crap, they did 7 Days to Die. I completely forgot they did because I'm so used to Telltale being, choose your own adventure with those types of games.
Yeah, they also did the Tales of Monkey Island, I'm sorry.
That's where I said I might have played more than you. Yeah. I attempted Tales from Monkey Island because I like the Monkey Island games, but the Tales of Monkey Island Telltale game, couldn't get into it.
I never tried it.
It's on PlayStation now, that's the only reason. Sam and Max, which one was it? Beyond Time and Space, that's also on PlayStation now.
I played
that one's pretty good.
I played that one, so we'll say we're even on that one, because I've also played 7 Days to Die and you haven't.
Played Tales from the Borderlands.
So here are the list of games, and we're not going to just talk about console. We'll go through all of them if you know anything in regards to it. Like I said, Telltale actually they've only been around a little over a decade.
Looking at
this list, they've done rather well for themselves.
Oh yeah.
And that's not just going off of the fact that we know that, like, Tales from the Borderlands, The Walking Dead, and to a lesser extent, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Which is kind of odd saying it that way, but to a lesser extent, Game of Thrones have been rather successful games.
Yeah. I mean, the Game of Thrones one was fun, but it was not nearly as fun as Tales from the Borderlands or The Walking Dead, in my opinion.
Of everything I've played, Tales from the Borderlands was the funnest one.
Oh, Tales from the Borderlands.
Finger guns.
Yep. I was about to say that.
Tales from the Borderlands is probably my favorite of them. You guys told me to keep on playing it because I stopped, and I just kept on playing it again.
Loaderbot! No!
The problem I had with that game was I downloaded the first episode, which was free. Played it all the way through, and as soon as it got done downloading, played it all the way through in one sitting, and I just sat there like, fuck, and then bought the rest.
That's another thing you can give. For the most part, the first episode is always free.
Yeah, game they have out right now, except New Frontier, which is the newest Walking Dead one, every first episode is free. On mobile, PC, console. It doesn't matter. The first episode is free. I don't even think New Frontier is out yet.
New
Frontier. December 20th, 2016, first episode.
Okay, yeah. So the first episode did come out. So for the most part...
I think the next episode was supposed to drop this month because I do remember reading an article that there was not going to be a release in January. Now, we actually brought that up on the podcast at one point.
Oh, there you go.
I don't even remember.
It was just a random news article I saw.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Because I said Ryan might be disappointed because he actually liked those.
And they're fun. I haven't played New Frontier yet. I'm waiting for the first episode to become free.
And honestly, I'm not bashing the Walking Dead game. Just like I'm not really bashing the Walking Dead TV series. It's just not for me. I mean, if you like The Walking Dead, you'll probably like the Walking Dead Telltale series.
And that's exactly why. I love the Walking Dead show, so naturally I love the Walking Dead games.
I hated how slow he walked in the first Walking Dead game. That was one of the big things, because you moved so slow. You move that slow in the other games, too. Like, in Tales from the Borderlands, you're walking around. You move really slow. But The Walking Dead, it was more spread out.
So they had wider areas, and they kind of fixed it with the second one, too. So, I mean, the only thing that really, other than, obviously, the relationships, they learned that in the second one, don't put as much in one scene and let us go as fast as we can.
Okay, so, we'll go through the games, and then we'll talk a little bit more. Telltale Texas Hold'em. Anybody?
No. I've seen it, never played it.
Bone Out from Boneville.
I mean, it sounds familiar, but I don't think so.
You're probably thinking of that weird online game called Bone Town. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
A buddy of mine tried to get me to play a long time ago. Imagine like a perverted Grand Theft Auto. That's how he described it to me. No, so I didn't play it.
Hey, go get this game.
CSI, Three Dimensions of Murder.
Hey, I've heard of this one.
What's CSI?
Really?
No.
Conforming Sexual Interrogations.
Yes! That's two episodes in a row where somebody did that.
Did what?
No, yeah. You didn't listen. Well, okay.
So it just came out, so I haven't listened
to it. This is being recorded like 4 hours after Josh ended up posting the last episode. I said that one of the characters was basically an evil Vulcan. And he said, I don't watch Star Wars.
Yeah. I was literally just about to say, what's a Vulcan?
That's what he started
with. That's the look I had on my face, and then he said something about whatever they say.
Live long and prosper?
No.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
That's what
they
it
don't
was.
Say that. Spock says that.
Which, Spock, I know.
I refer to him as an evil Spock at one point.
Okay. Oh, fair enough. We're getting off track now.
Okay, anyways. So, no on the CSI game? That was out on the PS2. That was their first console game.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Bone, the Great Cow Race. Who is this Bone guy?
I don't know. Google it. Don't Google it.
Don't Google it!
That's like going to PennIsland.org, not .com.
Yes. .org.
Josh found that out the hard way.
No, I didn't find that out.
Well, giggity.
back when G4 TV was still a thing.
Oh, God.
Oh, on so Attack what, of the 10 show. Years ago? No, they became the Esquire Network, what, 5 years ago? 6 years ago?
7 years ago.
Seven? Yeah.
They would have done better if they turned into the Escort Network.
Yep.
Damn right they would have.
Sam and Max Save the World. So this is the first introduction for them into the Sam and Max world.
Yeah, I know about Sam and Max, never played them.
CSI Hard Evidence. I remember John was playing this.
Yep.
Because it was like...
He's an achievement whore, though, so that's of course why. He was playing it.
Yeah. That's why, because the achievements were super easy, and that's why he ended up playing it. The only reason I...
That's
knew
right.
That was there.
Because I was... Because
that was like right after... That was right before he ended up playing the NCIS game.
Yep. Stupid achievement whore. I mean, I can't say much. I played Avatar just for the Last Airbender for the achievements.
Yeah, so. I haven't even done that.
And you call me the trophy whore?
It took 4 seconds to get every achievement.
I know.
Done.
I know. Yeah. I've seen about it where you don't even have to get past the battle tutorial to have all of
that's
them.
I did the battle tutorial, got all achievements, and then took out the game and took it back. I didn't even buy it. I checked it out.
That is the definition of an achievement whore.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
At least my stuff, it takes a long time. If I'm just like, okay, I'm going to platinum this game because I've only got like 2 trophies left on it, then, and I've put 60 hours in the game already.
And that's fine, yeah.
It's just 60 seconds.
There was nothing I wanted to play. It was there. Colton, Tom, Edder had all done it, and I was just like, forget it. Done. Okay, we're done.
Fair enough. That was back during your Call of Duty days. So.
Yep.
Gross.
Sam and Max Beyond Time and Space. Yet again, I said I played that. At one point, you have to go to Santa's village. Santa shoots at you with a Tommy gun.
Fantastic.
And all sorts of weird crap happens. You know, it's Sam and Max.
Sure.
If you really like something really screwed up, the Sam and Max games are great.
So is Saints Row.
Yes.
Comedy. Much more comedy. Saints Row was funny, but not like... adult cartoon humorous. Not hentai, Josh. That's not what I mean by adult cartoon.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, I got a little excited.
This is the first game I had ever actually heard of. I had no idea that it was Telltale Games. But it was the first game I ever actually heard of on this list that is actually on this list. Strong Bad's cool game for attractive people. Do you guys remember Strong Bad?
Yes, I do.
Let's go with yes.
With the cheat.
I had no idea what that was them. I didn't even know that that was out on consoles.
I didn't even know that was a real thing.
It is. It was released on the PS3 and the Wii. I'm assuming they were released after the episodes were done.
Probably.
I'd assume so.
But I knew that it was on computer because I had friends that were just completely obsessed. I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with you people? Wallace and Gromit's Grand Adventures. You know Wallace and Gromit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Josh?
The Farmer's Dog. Sure.
Farmer's Dog Claymation. Really, really weird.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff with chickens.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not farmer stuff with chickens.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that movie Chicken Little and Chicken Run. Because if we're going to go on to those, I can talk about those, but I can't talk about the chicken farmer stuff.
Sky is falling. It's aliens. What?
Yeah, the sky fell. Clearly, it's aliens.
Tales of Monkey Island. And they tried to have the same humor that the Monkey Island series had. And I don't think they hit the mark.
No, I don't think they could have.
But that's when they were, you know, have I read anything that's been massively successful yet?
Not yet.
No.
CSI, Deadly Intent. That might have been the one John was playing. It was a CSI.
I mean, who knows with him?
Well, because there's another one on here too, so well. CSI, Fatal Conspiracy. So
we're just going to say yeah. John played them all, because they all sound familiar and they all sound like something John would play.
And they're Telltale games, so basically beat it and get
yeah.
platinum or 1,000 points.
And then be done with it.
Another Sam and Max game. Nelson Tether's Puzzle Agent.
Oh, hey, I know. I don't know this one.
You don't know that one? No. It was a one-episode standalone title that didn't actually go on an Xbox. I'm a little shocked there. Poker Night at the Inventory. Anything yet?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay, their first successful game. And I don't understand how it was successful. I never played it, though, so I can't bash it too hard. Back to the Future, the game. I remember a lot of people buying that.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
I don't remember ever hearing anybody talk about it.
No, not
I can't
once.
Believe we didn't even mention those. Because it was all over there for the longest time. Like, Back to the Future, oh, cool, they're making a game, this, that. I can't believe I didn't even think about that. I didn't play it, but...
Well, because it was, it was very, very quickly, we're going to just shoot over Puzzle Agent 2, because I doubt either of you know that one. We're going to shoot over to the game that ended up overshadowing it, Jurassic Park.
That game was terrible.
But it overshadowed Back to the Future, because it came out so shortly after.
Yeah.
And it was terrible.
It was terrible.
No one's disagreeing with
you. It was beyond terrible.
Maybe other people might disagree with you, but I'm not going to. It was bad.
Most people bought it because they wanted to know what happened to the shaving cream can. That was the whole reason. That was like the big advertisement. You saw Jurassic Park, right?
Yes.
He took the, like, sample
thing. The Barbasol can?
Yeah, the Barbasol can.
Okay.
Like, Jurassic Park the game actually explains what happened to that.
It just sat around and got rusted. There you go.
Probably. I never played the game. But that was, like, the advertisement on the back. It's like, anybody wonder what happened to this thing?
Great! Yay! Good selling point. Next.
Well, I guess if you're a giant fan of Jurassic Park, which... can't name any.
I mean,
I know a lot of geeks that like to geek out about a lot of things, but Jurassic Park is not one of them.
I know who's a giant fan of Jurassic Park. Steven Spielberg.
I just like watching dinosaurs eat people, but if I want that, I'll just go play Turok or something.
Yeah, there you go. What? Ark.
Oh, there you go.
Law and Order.
They could have been playing this one.
Bum, 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 bum.
Dun, dun. The Walking Dead.
Start my music.
The Walking Dead. Their first massive success.
Yeah.
Like, Jurassic Park and Back to the Future both sold well, but The Walking Dead was probably there.
That's probably the game that really put Telltale on the map. Like, right when you first started hearing about Telltale, everybody immediately went back to The Walking Dead.
I mean, it got to the point where they released a full collection.
Yeah.
You didn't have that with Jurassic Park. It was released. If it was either released as an episode or it was released as a full collection, I don't even remember.
It was released as a full collection.
It was a full thing, yeah.
And then you could download each episode separately. But
Poker Night 2.
I never played it. I own it. We went over this.
Hey-o!
Shut the f-
The Wolf Among Us.
I own this. I watched you play it a little bit. I really wanted to play it. I just never have.
Right?
I haven't played it. It's one of the Telltale games I do want to play, though.
Okay. I really, really, really enjoyed this game, but I had a lot of things that were coming out at the exact same time.
Oh, yeah.
This is the first game I ever got from Gamefly, and I purchased it from Gamefly.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure you said, fuck it, I will play it eventually, and just kept it.
I still have it.
Yeah, because you didn't want to get rid of it, because you knew eventually you would get around to play it.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure where it's at right now, because I've kind of been wanting to play it lately.
Well, there you go.
But
just find it.
That's not even a type of thing. That's not my thing. I mean, this was based off of graphic novel. That's a weird twist on fairy tales. Neither of those are kind of my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's definitely up there on my I wanted to play list.
It was so good, I wanted to go out and buy the graphic novel from what I played.
Damn.
And like I said, graphic novels are not my thing. It's just, I would rather play a video game or watch a movie.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Or read a book. Well, I would rather read a book than a graphic novel. And that's just because I feel like it's wasted space on a page. I mean, I'm not bashing anybody that likes them, but it's just like there's so much space, so little content.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I give props that they look great. I mean, the artists that make these are phenomenal, but not my thing.
Yeah.
When you do look at it that way, you have like maybe a 100-page graphic novel. You maybe have 20 pages worth of content.
20 pages
worth. Dialogue.
Story.
And that's kind of why I waited for the compendiums of The Walking Dead to come out instead of like buying them all at once. Because it was like, the compendium was about 350 pages and they skipped out everything else. It was literally just the graphic novel stuff, except like a thanks for buying page because it came with the collector's edition of The Walking Dead game.
That's why you got it, because it came with the game.
Because it came with the game, yeah.
Walking Dead Season 2.
Amazing.
Never played it.
Just as good.
I hear great things.
It was a lot better than the first one, because, like I told you, they finally figured it out after having Wolf Among Us come out, and that don't make us walk 10,000 feet because we'll lose track of where we're going, and we won't find shit 90% of the time the first go-round. The second game, you can get it right off the bat.
Yeah, the Wolf Among Us did not have the same effect for me that the original Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So, obviously, they weren't between the two.
Oh, yeah.
Tales from the Borderlands.
This is the first one I ever played.
But you watched me play the shit out of the Walking Dead
and
one.
It looks so fucking boring.
It's the first one I've ever played all the way through. And it took me forever to play all the way through because it was the exact same thing as when I bought Batman. So, I stopped playing Batman because episode 5 was not out yet. And I did not want it to be another Tales from the Borderlands because it was the exact same thing. I burned through the first 4 episodes, and then it was like a month later that the 5th episode came out, and I completely forgot I owned it. Like, Josh ended up reminding me, and that's the only reason I ended up going back like 6 months later.
I remember you blasting through it because you're like, I have nothing else to play.
Well, it wasn't even that. By the end of the like second episode, I was hooked.
Yeah. Like halfway through the first episode, I was hooked.
That's what grabbed me. Like literally the first episode was one of those.
No, I liked it. I just wasn't hooked until the second
episode. Well, I mean, like for me, when I first started playing it, Josh was like, just play it. You'll immediately get hooked on it. And that's exactly what happened. It was just done.
It looks like Borderlands. It has the Borderlands comedy. It even kind of feels like Borderlands. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they've got, like, they were spot on with the humor and all the random things going on. Like, they did justice to that licensing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes me want to go back and play it again.
Game of Thrones, right?
Meh. It was good. It wasn't great.
Me buying it for $3 was not...
Not a terrible... That was a good deal.
Okay.
I bought every episode individually. Gross. I was stupid and didn't just buy the season pass or series pass, whatever the hell it's called, right off the bat.
Black Friday.
Yeah. See, there you go. There you go. Yeah. And it wasn't bad, but the other Walking Dead, the other Telltale games, much better.
Well, because they can...
They can make up their own story. They did that with Game of Thrones, but... The universe itself is set in a way that there's not much that can change within it. Where they started it, that is.
Okay, so the reason why I haven't played Game of Thrones is because I remember the Game of Thrones game.
I love that game.
I hated that game.
Oh, so bad.
It was so slow. That was my issue, was that it was slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to put up with a lot in regards to a game, but you gotta keep me in the action a bit.
Yeah. Fair.
And it wasn't like there was long pauses in between, like, doing stuff.
The combat.
It was the combat was
really
slow.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm willing to, like, give up, you know, like, 25 minutes of story before I do anything, whatever. I mean, I understand it's a huge literary world. So, but you gotta have that combat to kick it up a bit.
Yeah. But what I said about it is there's just so much lore to the Game of Thrones era. Whereas with Borderlands, they left what happened before the Borderlands games wide open for everything. Walking Dead, it follows Rick. That's it. They can do so much more. What's happening here? What's happening here? Game of Thrones, everything is set and it's backdated way before the TV show even started. So that's just why the Game of Thrones game was meh.
Minecraft story mode.
Played 2 episodes.
How was it?
I mean, if you're a fan of Minecraft and you're a fan of the Telltale games, it's fun.
That would be why I'm just like, I don't really want to get it. Not Telltale. Minecraft.
Minecraft. Yeah. It follows the classic Telltale way, but it's obviously a made-up universe and they can get away with it. But it's not bad. It's not the greatest.
I might be able to do it because I like Dragon Quest Builders and it's Minecraft with a story.
Yeah.
So I think that was my issue is I don't have something to stay focused on for Minecraft, and that's why I just wasn't a big fan.
Yeah, I always quit doing stuff in Minecraft halfway through because it just got boring.
The only good thing that ever happened in regards to Minecraft was when John decided to be a jerk with us, so we filled the house full of lava, made the roof out of obsidian so he couldn't get out.
Yep.
So we had his bed, like, up on a shelf, so every time he died, he'd just respawn and fall right back in the lava over and over and over again. That was payback for him being a jackass.
I wasn't there, but
I'm playing games with us.
I'm pretty sure I got home maybe 10 minutes after that happened, and you guys were still laughing your asses off about it because he had rage quit.
That was my revenge for Dead Island.
Oh, man.
He ruined that game, and then we broke his game, me and Ryan.
Yeah, we broke John's Dead Island. That was fun.
That was extremely fun.
Another Walking Dead title. No clue.
What is it?
Michonne. How to pronounce it. Yeah, that.
What is it?
The Michonne story.
Yeah, I didn't play that one. Batman! Michonne's a terrible character. I just didn't play it.
Batman.
First episode.
Never played it.
Okay, so the thing I do like about the Batman games is... playing as Bruce Wayne. I mean, you have to play as Batman. It's a freaking Batman game.
Oh, of course.
But I do like the fact that you spend at least half your time as Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to not just go through and beat the crap out of everybody. You're trying to use wit and guile to get your way through.
Oh, yeah.
Just pure charm. And even when he's being a jerk, you know, he's a classy jerk.
Oh, yeah. He calls you an idiot, but you don't feel bad about yourself for it.
He calls you an idiot, but he uses such big words, you're not quite sure.
I was just about to say that.
You're not sure what the hell just happened.
Although, if you do you own Batman the Telltale Series?
I just owned the first episode, because it was free.
So, the second episode has one of the best things that I've played in regards to a Telltale game. It's Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle in a bar fight.
Okay.
Like, just the look, you can, like, see the look of sheer shock on the people's faces. The billionaire and the hot chick are beating the crap out of them.
I'll have to go back and get the second episode. Or, well, get all of them, for that fact.
Nah, I wouldn't waste your time.
Pick it up when it's on sale.
I wouldn't waste your time, mate.
Yeah. Pick it up when it's on sale.
Okay. I'll wait for it to go on sale, though.
It's probably, like, what? They're normally, like, $20 or something once they're fully released, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Sales are usually...
what I've played, it's already $10. I'm only through episode two, so...
okay.
So far, it's worth it. Not, like, Tales from the Borderlands worth it, but I am actually thoroughly enjoying it. It's a lot more story-heavy than you would expect from a Batman game.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Well, I mean, it'd have to be. It's a Telltale.
Walking Dead, New Frontier.
Haven't played it yet, but now that I know the first episode, that I'm going to go track it down.
There might be two episodes. I think they might have released the second episode, like, a week later, and that's why people were freaking out that there wasn't going to be one in January.
Okay.
Probably.
I can explain it.
Because this doesn't say how many episodes have released.
Okay. I'll have to go take a look, because it's one of, I like the Walking Dead ones. They're pretty fun. I just haven't played the Michonne one.
Now, I am really looking forward to the Guardians of the Galaxy one.
Yes.
But the look on Josh's face is also how I feel. Josh looks very iffy.
I look very constipated.
Well.
you kind of did.
You just deep-throated two pieces of pizza. So I mean,
Three. My bad.
Anyway.
Josh was deep-throating pineapple and some ham.
It was kind of intense.
I'm really looking forward to it, but I feel like they could screw it up.
I mean,
when it comes to these types of games, you could really flop it.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Guardians of the Galaxy will be kind of like Tales from the Borderlands. They're not going to take it serious at all.
They have enough content with Guardians as well. I mean, they've been around for decades to where hopefully they don't fuck it up. That's all it is. There's enough out there to be able to make one of these games and actually do well with it.
Well, they're going to play it off of the
movie obviously.
Yeah. Really?
Why?
So we have to deal with Baby Groot the entire time?
I don't think you're dealing with Baby Groot. Game of Thrones Season 2 to be announced.
Seriously?
For the date.
Okay.
To be announced for the date. It has been announced that they are doing it. I don't know why.
Because everybody wants that Game of Thrones.
But Game of Thrones was not one of their big successes. I mean, they've got a better chance of doing another Wolf Among Us. But then again, I haven't beaten Wolf Among Us, so I don't know if they can.
That's true.
I mean, you never know.
I like Game of Thrones well enough, but the games just bored me. The Telltale one.
I mean,
well, actually, the other one bored me, too.
So, that is in regards to their actual created games. So, going off of that list, once you had started playing them, how would you put it? You've been playing since 2012-ish.
Yeah.
So, how would you describe... because going from 2012 on, almost everything was a success.
Almost, yeah.
The Walking Dead was a success. Poker Night 2 was a success. The Wolf Among Us was a success. Walking Dead Season 2. Tales from the Borderlands. Game of Thrones. Minecraft Story Mode. Not so much Walking Dead Michonne, right?
Yeah.
Batman. Walking Dead New Frontier is doing rather well.
Yeah.
And people are really hyped for Guardians of the Galaxy. So everything they've released since April of 2012 has done well. So normally, I don't try to give this much credit to a developer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to say publisher. I'm like, no, they've only published four games, and only one of them I've heard of. Oh, sorry, two.
Sorry, Jackbox Party Pack.
They're doing well.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I think it's got a lot to do with, like, their art style, the way they did it, because it's different.
It is definitely different.
It's not the same that you would see in games nowadays. People might look at it and be like, well, this is just crappy. This is, how is this made? I'm not saying people say that, but, I mean, if you look at it the first time, you're like, well, what the crap is this compared to what we have now? Their art style is different. It's unique.
It is a walking graphic novel.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to go for.
And that's fantastic. I love the way it looks. I love the way it plays. The controls, for the most part, aren't clunky. The first Walking Dead, they were kind of clunky. But now that they've, you know, had some time to play with it, they've gotten a lot better. So I would say their art style is definitely one of the biggest reasons I continue to play Telltale games.
My issue with Telltale games is why I only purchase when almost everything's out.
Yeah.
Buggy as shit.
Oh, yeah.
When they first have the first episodes, they're almost always buggy.
Okay.
Almost, like, consistently buggy.
That mm-hmm. would explain why I don't know, anything about it, because I always... Well, I've only played the Tales from the Borderlands when everything was out.
Yeah, okay. Think Bethesda and clipping issues, just constantly.
All you have to say is just think Bethesda, and I already have my 360 Fallout 3 days in my head.
Yeah, no shit.
How about Skyrim, PS3?
Oh, you mean the game that destroyed PS3s?
I played Skyrim when it first came out for like 7 hours and quit.
You made it 7 hours without your PlayStation blowing up?
That was before I had a PlayStation.
It was a 360. Okay. You know, where it actually worked.
Yeah, I actually ended up releasing it, and I was not argued with. They took it back, refunded it as new, and then sold me a 360 copy.
Yeah, might as well have.
Yeah, Skyrim came out back when I was still a high school idiot, basically.
Did it really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wasn't in high school, but I acted like it because I still played on a 360
2011?
Constantly.
2011? Jeez.
Jesus Christ.
11-11-11.
That's right, it was 11-11-11, because I was in college when that came out.
Do you remember the promotion they had for it?
I remember, no.
If your kid was born on 11-11-11, you got free Bethesda games for life.
That's right.
I don't remember that at yep. all.
Because I remember telling Sarah, I'm like, you got to make it that log. And she's like, that's like 5 months further.
I'm like, too bad. I don't make the rules. Okay.
If it starts coming out, just go back up there.
It's going to come out with a cigarette like, took you long enough.
Damn.
He's gonna come out and ask for a bottle of Jack.
I seen some shit, man.
I was in that hole for that forever.
So apparently, by 2010 they were averaging revenues of about $10 million, which in 2010, pretty good.
Yeah.
Especially because that's
look at their games.
That's $9 million more than the previous year.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead series, they managed to get $30 million out of.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I bet.
They hired an extra 50 people because of it.
You're welcome, Telltale.
The game was so boring.
It was. I will give you that 100%. I absolutely loved the game because I'm a Walking Dead fan, but it was boring as shit.
After playing the Borderlands one, I got The Walking Dead for free on PlayStation. Mm-hmm. I went back to try and play it. I got to episode 2 or 3.
What would you leave off in? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
You don't remember? Okay. So I can tell you which one is which.
Fuck you, helicopter. And, sorry, that was their estimate, was $20 to $30 million for The Walking Dead. In less than a year, they had sold 8.5 million episodes of it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. The Walking Dead bought them a new office.
I bet.
And their staff before they started The Walking Dead was 90. It was 160. At the end of in spring of 2013, 1 year from The Walking Dead releasing.
Did they at least send thank you notes to AMC?
I would hope so. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's probably the other way around. AMC is sitting there going, holy crap, you just expanded us to a new freaking
universe, like new genre.
Okay. I mean, I can see it going either way.
Either or, whatever, you know?
Yeah. dealer's choice.
I'm just worried about the fact that for the Game of Thrones, they didn't go to George R. R. Martin. They had to go to HBO for it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that might explain why it wasn't so great.
It was lackluster. That would explain it, yeah.
Well, Martin's probably so senile right now, he wouldn't know if it was his dog or his goldfish that was talking to him.
Why is a dog or a goldfish, for that fact, talking?
Because he's senile.
Yeah. Were you not listening to what I said?
He's got dementia.
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
He's probably got dementia.
He probably thinks he's living in these books he's been writing.
I mean, for crying out loud.
He thinks he is Jon Snow.
I don't know who that is.
Jon Snow, you know nothing?
I know nothing, Jon Snow.
Is he related to Edward Snowden?
Well, since Den isn't in Jon Snow's name, no.
Please tell me you're not serious that you don't know who Jon Snow is, but you know who Snowden is.
I'm being completely serious.
And how many times
this have we... This is just not right with him.
How many times have we done the you know nothing Jon Snow?
All the time.
I don't know what you're saying with that. I'm being
honest.
The
funny
honest
thing with is, you. I've never seen the show.
But you know it!
Because it's everywhere! That's like when. I'm not going to say it because. Screw it. The internet's already spoiled it when Hodor dies.
Hold the door.
It was when somebody posted like a picture of his face on the whole button on an elevator. I had no idea that happened, but I got the joke immediately.
I still don't.
Hold the door. So, I mean, they have a lot of things that they can go off of, and a lot of people are really, really psyched in regards to having their stuff turned into it. Like, they had almost no issue getting a license from Marvel. They had a year of arguing with HBO to get rights for Game of Thrones, but Marvel's just like, do it.
Disney's like, whatever. We make millions.
We're getting more money?
You make yeah, money.
Exactly.
Let's do it. Sign the contract.
That's one of the greatest things I love about Marvel's partnership with Disney, or Disney buying out Marvel,
Disney
is Disney's
care.
All about, like, fuck it, do what you want, man.
If we make money, it don't matter.
It don't matter. That's why I'm super excited for that RPG, Marvel RPG, that they gave to Square Enix.
Oh.
I'm okay. Super excited for that.
Well, I'm still waiting for Kingdom Hearts, so.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the fact that it's on the horizon, unless,
even though
you know,
we
they do what Kingdom
anything.
Hearts does and, you know, changes the release date for their fucking game once every year to the next year.
Well, they're finally releasing the 1.5, 2.5 combo for the PS4.
The final chapters.
So, no, because the 2.8 was the final chapter.
Oh, okay.
No, in March, I want to say the week after Mass Effect 1.5, 2.5 combo drops
okay.
for the PS4. So they're prepping for it.
Good. It needs to come out already.
So, Telltale, what's your view on them as a company in regards to success, not a success?
Up and coming, hugely successful now. As long as they keep staying with pop culture, I think the company's just going to grow, like they did with Guardians. I mean, that's what's in. Superhero movies are what is the thing. They got a superhero movie.
Josh?
I think they're pieces of shit. Making me fall in love with Tales from the Borderlands and then
making you
really...
cry for a robot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cried for Loderbot.
Yeah.
Even though I blew him up so much, he eventually just stopped listening to me.
Loderbot still liked me when it happened.
Oh, he hated me. He was basically flipping me off, but it was hilarious. I mean, and then going back to play some of their other stuff, and I just couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's certain ones that are much faster paced.
Like, based on my likes, I love the Borderlands series. I don't like The Walking Dead that much, especially when it comes to games, unless it's the one that did really, really bad that Ryan bought.
That
was still
love.
Really fun. Survival Instinct?
Yes, Survival Instinct.
You stab zombies in the face. That's all I remember.
Get to play as Daryl and crossbow the shit out of people.
I'll let you borrow Wolf Among Us.
I've got it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, you got it for free.
Oh, yeah,
Xbox.
It was Xbox
Game of Gold.
Well, that's right. I still have that, too.
All right, so I definitely have to say, aside from glitchiness upon original release, rather well.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I said, the last 5 years has been nothing but successes.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah.
And it's not the fact that it's been 5 years of successes. It's 5 years and like 9 titles of successes.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they released a large amount and they were all good.
Well, the good thing about them is they kept trying. I mean, you said yourself, you know, Walking Dead sold, what was it, 30 million episodes or 8 million episodes or something like that?
8.5 million episodes within a year.
8.5 million episodes in a year. They were a company that's been around for a little over a decade.
And there really wasn't a whole lot. I mean, they had, like, they had Sam and Max, that's all I'm giving it.
They had enough to keep them going. And then finally, you know, their whole Choose Your Own Adventure games came out, and then they took off. You can't say Walking Dead, you know, gaming without thinking of Telltale Games first. Or, you know, Borderlands. You think Borderlands 1, 2, and then you're like, oh yeah, there was also Tales from the Borderlands. They stuck with it, and now they're coming back.
Yeah, I'll remember Tales from the Borderlands before I remember the pre-sequel.
Yeah, well, oh, yeah. I did leave that one out. Ha! That one was
I
shit.
I actually love the pre-sequel.
It was a good story. I didn't like the air
yep.
aspect.
Yep, that was my problem with it, too.
Yep, I hated the air aspect. I thought it was dumb.
Once you beat it and get to the new game plus, basically, it's a lot easier because you have your maxed
yeah.
out
yeah.
oxygen tank.
And that's fine.
Do you move faster?
Yeah.
That's my thing, because it's, you know, the moonwalking thing while trying to fight.
Let's say yes, but you really don't know.
Okay. Well, that's my issue with it.
You get more.
In case you haven't noticed, I don't like slow-moving games.
That's because you're picky.
I like story-driven games. That's fine if it's going to be slow because of that, but...
If it's slow...
If I'm moving slow or yeah. fighting slow, you're not going to keep me hooked.
Yeah.
Fair.
So, overall, I'm guessing we're saying Telltale is pretty worthwhile.
I'll say they're decent. I'll end with that.
And people are... So, the point where people are starting to copy a bit, so... Some people think certain games are Telltale that aren't. Like, I thought the King's Quest games were. They were in a slight partnership with Sierra to make them, but they weren't Telltale Games. I mean, the animation style should have been the dead giveaway, but it was the whole how it progressed.
Yeah.
I know people that thought Until Dawn was a Telltale game.
Oh, yeah, same. Like, what are you, stupid?
Yeah, really?
Well, it's because your choices matter. They just figured Telltale branched off. And that's all it was. And Telltale has been on the record saying our gameplay style doesn't need to change.
Yeah.
You know what else is a Telltale game?
Hmm. Last of Us.
Okay, so there's the door. You can leave.
Well, have you played Until Dawn?
Yeah. So, because of him.
Yeah. All your choices make a difference. And Telltale's really the only company that really kinda does that.
Yeah.
So okay. Does anybody have any news?
I have one thing since we were on about Tales from the Borderlands. First images of Borderlands 3 were leaked today.
Meh.
I mean, it's not kind greatest of. News. I mean, it's cool because we're finally getting, hopefully, a Borderlands that's worthwhile that isn't a pre-sequel, but I'm pretty stoked.
When you talk about games that are leaked, what? I don't care about a cinematic trailer. I don't care about screenshots. All I care about gameplay. Is gameplay.
Yeah.
Gameplay. If I look for a video, if there's not gameplay on it, I just pass.
Like the Shadow of War, they gave the announcement trailer yesterday. We're getting a actual gameplay trailer sometime this month. I think it was actually tomorrow. But I liked what they did to announce it, but I'm waiting for...
When I saw that trailer, at first I thought it was a movie.
Oh, yeah?
It was a good trailer. When it's like zooming down onto people, I'm like,
yeah,
this is live action. And then it gets closer, I'm like, no, it's not. What the hell am I watching?
It's just like the Final Fantasy movie. Well, because I thought it was live action at first. That's what I'm saying. I had the same feel to me.
I just watched that a couple days ago. Because I bought Final Fantasy VII, and it's got for the PS4, and it has the little clip for it.
Yeah.
So I just happened to watch it for the first time a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I just like, oh, it's a kind of boosted graphic Advent Children. That's what I thought.
I'm so confused.
I'm talking about Kingsglaive.
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about Final Fantasy VII.
No, I'm talking about Kingsglaive.
Oh, okay, yeah, Kingsglaive.
It gave me the same effect as Kingsglaive.
Yeah, I knew he was talking about Kingsglaive, but I had no fucking clue.
I had no idea.
What?
That would just be because I just watched it a couple days ago. Okay, that's why it was fresh in my mind. That's why I thought you were talking about the Final Fantasy VII remake.
Yeah, I was talking about Kingsglaive.
Teaser video.
Did somebody put some vodka in my water or something? Jesus.
Anything else?
There was stuff. But I don't remember what.
Well, obviously, it wasn't that important.
It wasn't. I mean, all I know is we're getting closer and closer to Mass Effect.
That's the best thing ever.
Not soon enough.
I know.
I'm running out of crap to play.
It's very lackluster right now. Like, I'm even, obviously, Overwatch is still one of the games that me and Josh play. But the other day, we were just playing it, and I was like, you know, they have all these characters. I don't know who the fuck to play as. I'm just getting burned out on the game. I need something new to refresh me into it.
I almost bought Horizon yesterday.
I almost did too.
You should have bought God Eater.
It's a multiplayer game we could play. Every single week,
every
Josh
Tuesday.
Checks to see if fucking God Eater 2 Rage Burst goes on sale because it's still $60.
He looks very depressed right now that it's not.
It was a good game. I really did like it.
I wanted to play. What was that game that I asked about? It was like Norse mythology, I think is what it was. Or like, you remember which one I'm talking about?
God of War?
No.
That's not Norse mythology.
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
Well, they're mixing it in now.
Yeah. I can't. It was like the side-scroller beat-em-up.
Side-scrolling beat-em-up.
What?
I'll think of it later.
Fine.
It was an anime game that was on sale.
Oh, Odin Sphere.
Yes. Okay. I was wanting to play that.
I've heard good things about Odin Sphere.
So have I. Well, mainly because he said something and then I looked it up, but...
I was about to say, if you figure it out, post it on the damn Facebook. Anybody got anything they're playing? Obviously not, because we're just sitting here going, man, we need a game to come out.
I mean, I wish I had God Eater.
For the most part, it's Halo Wars 2. I play a little bit of that. Not a whole lot. I'm waiting for him, but he either falls asleep or I don't want to start it at 1 o'clock in the morning because then I only play it for a few minutes and I want to keep playing and not go to bed. So other than Halo Wars, I mean, I bought Shadow of Mordor again just to play it for when the next one comes out, so...
I tried to go back and play it. I just couldn't. Mostly because I forgot what the hell how to do everything.
Yeah, it comes back to you quick. I don't know about you, but did it come back to you pretty quick?
Back to me quick?
Shadow Mordor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Did I ever forget how to play it?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Like, you can ask Josh. Last night, I scrolled through the store for like an hour.
It was
like,
closer. It was almost 2 hours.
I almost bought Final Fantasy. If it wasn't for the fact that Shadow of Mordor was on sale, I would have bought Final Fantasy VII.
That's what I ended up playing for a little bit.
I know.
I'm just like, meh.
You played it for like 20 minutes.
If you press it in the left stick, it goes to times 3 speed. Right stick automatically maxes your HP, your MP, and your limit break meter, and you can click in two, you get into no random encounters. I don't know why.
What the fuck's the point?
I know.
Oh, because it's a terrible game.
Oh, you Final Fantasy lovers?
I'm currently doing it in my playthrough because I have played the starting section of Final Fantasy VII so many freaking times that I could autopilot through it, but at least this way I don't have to worry about dying because I'm an autopilot.
Yeah, there you go.
I always get to the date with Barrett and get bored.
I have never gotten the date with Barrett.
I always do the date with Barrett because it's the funniest.
Well, you have to do so much stuff to get the date with Barrett.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it is the most complicated one to get.
Fuck, I must be better at games than I thought.
Like, first you have to buy the flower from Eris. Mm-hmm. You have to give it to Marlene.
Okay.
You have to not speak to Tifa in the bar.
Okay.
When you go to leave. When she says, were you just going to walk out? You have to basically just shrug her off and say sorry. Then in the morning, when she asks you how you slept, you get the options of it's easy to sleep next to you or Barrett snores loudly. You have to choose that one. And that's five of like 42 steps you have to actually specifically do to get a date with Barrett.
I must be a dick in that game. Because I've always done all of that. That's
basically what you have to do, is you have to be a dick. Like, you have to tell Eris that Tifa's your girlfriend, just so she's disappointed. And then, like, later on in the game, you, like, have a section where they're like, it's like, is there anybody else? And you go, yeah, Barrett. You have to get the date with Don Cornholio or whatever his name is. You have to get that.
Don Cornholio?
Don Cornholio. Stuff like that.
Okay.
That's way off topic. So, I've been playing Final Fantasy VII.
I've been playing basically nothing.
You were playing Devil May Cry last night. That's how bored you were. No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Devil May Cry, but you've played it a lot.
You're playing one that has been out for what?
Which one?
Four.
Okay. Yeah, you're definitely bored.
7 years?
Probably longer than that.
Okay, so if anybody doesn't have anything else?
No, I got nothing right now.
No, nothing.
Okay, later, guys.
Later.
Hey, guys. If you liked what you heard, then head on over to Twitter and let us know at @Pwn_stars.
Or helps get heard by liking and sharing us on Facebook at Pwn Stars Podcast.
Or hell, just shoot us an email at pwnstarspodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you want to hear about.
Or how much we suck. Either way is fine.
Make sure to join us every Tuesday by finding us at pwnstars.podomatic.com.
Or on that weird iTunes thing. No idea how exactly to use it, but Will told me to mention it because apparently we're on there too.
Okay, that's enough Pwn Stars for now. Later.